From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting at least 32 civilians have been killed in the past 24 hours as Syrian government warplanes and artillery hit rebel-held districts of the city of Aleppo for a second day. The bombardment has damaged two hospitals, a blood bank, and residential buildings in the city's eastern neighborhoods. The attack was described Tuesday by the Russians as targeting extremists in Idlib and Homs provinces. The Russian Defense Ministry insisted the Russian strikes were limited to Islamic State and other extremist targets. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said government troops are fighting to free civilians from what he called terrorists. Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided to take his country out of the International Criminal Court. The court prosecutes genocide, crimes against humanity, and war crimes. According to reports, Russia is not happy with the way the ICC has treated Russia's war with Georgia in 2008. In what is likely to be his last overseas foreign policy speech, U.S. President Barack Obama told an audience in Greece Wednesday that American democracy is imperfect, but in his words, better than the alternatives. Reflecting on his 8-year presidency, the U.S. leader said his travels around the globe have shown him that while every country travels its own path, there is fundamental desire for dignity and self-determination. He emphasized the importance of a peaceful transition to the Trump administration. Secretary of State John Kerry is trying to ease the minds of those worried about the next U.S. president, that he would destroy the global agreement to mitigate climate change. Kerry spoke in Morocco at the current ongoing U.N. climate conference. This is VOA News.